This episode is sponsored by Overcast, a better podcast app than whatever you're using right now. Unless it's Overcast. Get Overcast for free on the App Store. And now, back to the adventure.
You all go to bed.
Yeah.
The tourney happens pretty early in the morning, so you guys are up pretty early in the morning. You're kind of up with the sunrise. And Scotty's downstairs when you wake up. You guys are scheduled to leave at 8 a.m. to head up to the tourney tower. And it's like 7:55, and you three, I would assume, are downstairs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, getting breakfast together. 7:55, and...
Where's Mavis?
Yeah, I'm going to go upstairs. I'll check on her.
Okay.
So I go up. I'm knocking on her door. Mavis, we got a tournament right now.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, Mavis.
I come up and I'm like, Mavis, this is serious. We actually do have to go to the tournament, so time to pretend to be a really high-functioning group.
There's no answer.
Seriously?
I come up. I knock really...
Hey.
I'm like, Mavis, and I'm knocking so loud. I'm like,
Who's downstairs?
Jill.
Jill, can I ask you a favor? And I get it if this is not possible.
What's up?
Can I get a key for a room?
Don't tell my wife.
Okay, thank you.
And that's how that works.
So I go up. I'm like, can you guys just back off?
Yeah, Grandma, let's go in my room, but we're leaving the door open.
Okay, yeah, do that. Okay. And I also have like a jug of water. I open it.
Okay. You open it.
Yeah.
Roll a perception check.
I got a 13.
Okay. So the room is empty. The bed is made. It looks like a normal bedroom.
Oh, she's gone.
The bed is, it's actually like very like militarily made very nicely. It's like excellent, kind of really not what you would expect from a teenage girl. You can see that the she ordered several things from Excellences, and they've all seemed to have been used. The bottle of gin is empty. They're in the corner.
What are they?
There was an incense that was supposed to fulfill you with calm. There was just like several like mood altering things, and what you can put them together is that this girl was using them all at once.
Jesus Christ.
The cake is half eaten, sitting next to all these things. She's sort of like laid out a blanket on the floor and made sort of like a picnic table for her, has like a picnic area for herself. What are you doing inside this room? You're not looking around or anything?
Well, I'm looking around. I'm not, like, opening anything or anything.
Okay, roll an investigation check.
Actually, I'm opening shit.
You are?
18.
Where is she?
Where are your top three places to look around?
That's...
No, I'm just saying, like, in what order? Where do you kind of, like, start your search?
What's around?
You've got the picnic area. You've got her well-made bed. You've got the nightstand.
Is she already at the tournament?
Picnic area.
Okay. You're walking over to the picnic area.
Bed.
Okay.
And then the other one.
All right. So you're walking over the picnic area. Roll a luck check. I'm deciding how bad I want to blow this up.
17. Do I add anything?
No, but you're going to need to give me a second. There is a creaky floorboard that seems inordinately creaky to you.
I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah, you do exactly that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I'm
there,
oh, yeah.
There
I'm busting.
Line at it.
I'm busting.
There is a book in there, a journal of sorts. And I need to know if you're opening it.
Yes. I want to.
The top, the front page, it's a very nice sort of snake skinny leather type. And in the top, in golden font, is the pretty words investigation journal.
Oh, wow.
Can I roll Arcana to see if I get any magical vibes?
Yeah.
Let's see. This is a 15 plus a 7.
All right, so there's no magic, 22. But there's a tiny little lock. There's a tiny, you know, like lock those pickies. Journal locks.
Can I lock picky it?
Yeah, go ahead and roll lock pick. What had rogue? You're level 1 rogue. I think that...
I can't find a key?
No, you look around. There's no key. It would seem to be that Mavis keeps it on her person.
You can't lockpick it?
You can roll a dexterity. Okay, it's a very tiny lock.
I got an 18.
Fuck. Well, then I guess you definitely do it, don't you?
Can Kai just be watching
no,
the door?
No, you said you were in
you
your
said
room.
You were in your room. You open to the first page, and you're not going to be able to get through it a lot of it right now, but first page. Reads, new journal rules. 1, more facts. 2, less feelings. 3, don't get kidnapped this time. 4, no snakes. 5, trust your intuition. 6, suffer no fools. 7, prove Gordon wrong. 8, make Mac proud.
Mac.
Then you flip to the next page.
And Mac, how is it spelled?
M-A-C-K.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Entry 1, competing with them was fine. I think they think that their dysfunction is charming, which literally could not be further from the truth. One-on-one, they're annoying. Altogether, insufferable. As for investigation, I have no concrete leads. It was impossible to do any form of investigating on the boat, but now that I'm literally living with them, I should be able to get some answers. I managed to get in and look through Griana's things last night while she was sleeping, fed the weird pet some food, and it kept quiet. Found nothing of consequence, though.
What?
She had a self-help book, though, which indicates confidence issues that Kai and Zil could be preying on. Right. It supports my current running theory that Kai and Zil are using Griana as an oblivious face to their group while running more devious plans behind her back.
What the fuck?
This theory, of course, still has to entertain that though Zil may be more clever than her demeanor lets on, Kai and Zil are in no way intelligent enough to have come up with any plans of evil. No, someone is telling them what to do, and as soon as I figure out who, I can ditch these nerd minions and find the actual evil at work. I don't know if they're working for the Dispara themselves, but some evil Dispara cousin cult. Maybe they're arguing over who gets to do what evil deed first. Anywho, it might be in my best interest to try and tank their work to win the gauntlet. As much as I love winning, I don't think these three should be anywhere close to a title like that. I'll update later. They all just left for breakfast, going to see if I can do some snooping around. M.
But we don't know that that was just said.
You don't know that that was just said.
That's all I have to read?
There's more, but I don't have it written, Liz.
I don't know more.
I didn't think that this would be happening, Liz.
Can I come in?
Well,
and be like,
So you get
me and Kai, we need to go.
Yeah, Zil, we gotta go. Maybe
that's
she's already
to read
there
before they're in.
Yeah, Zil, okay. We gotta go.
What'd
you find?
Are
you
trying to
anything?
Hide the fact that you found this?
Yes.
Can I roll a perception check?
You roll a perception check.
Yeah. Can I roll one too?
Yes.
Oh, 18.
21.
Deception. 18 plus 3. 21.
But I got
a tiebreaker. You two have to roll a tiebreaker because you two tied.
Ready?
Oh.
Roll with me.
Sure.
Do we add perception to that?
Yeah.
14.
14? Wait. And I roll. I'm
and then
deception.
You add your deception. Yep.
15.
Oh! Damn!
It's a very simple act of you let it. I assume you're dropping the journal back into the hole.
Yeah.
And covering the panel up with your foot, mm-hmm. just as the other two are.
She's definitely going to know because the lock's not back on there. But.
No, it's not.
I'm going to put the lock in my face. I keep the lock.
You keep the lock, and these two walk in.
Hey, everything okay in here?
Yeah.
You look sweaty.
Sorry, I just remembered yesterday and how I got my nose broken twice, and I just had to take a second to. Collect myself.
Well, I give her like a look like,
I'm glad you're collected, but did you see any signs of Mavis?
No.
At that point, Scotty goes, hey, she's down here.
Okay.
What?
And at that point,
put the lock and the key in my fanny pack.
Right. I assume you. There's no key.
I guess. Do you see anything weird?
No, the key I got into her room.
Right. Oh, the key I got. Okay, I understand.
I asked Iga if he saw anything weird in the room,
and Iga goes. What is Aga's voice again? I haven't done it in 300 years.
I don't think Iga ever had a voice, actually.
No, Iga's never had a voice.
I think Iga did, yeah.
Iga. Jesse James. One of those voices. What?
Iga rolled a natural 20.
But you rolled it after, though.
I know. Oh. She asked if
Why
Iga
is it so bad
anything.
If we know?
Iga, do you smell anything or notice anything?
I guess like
Iga's voice would be like, what? Yeah. Like nasally.
This place smells bad, boss. No, boss Cooper. That's Cooper. Okay.
Yeah, Coop,
we'll
I know.
Here, let's workshop it. We'll edit all this out.
Cooper,
Iga would be like, Griana, I don't think so.
Griana, I think that there's I don't know. I think that...
I don't know.
Oh, let me walk around a little. I'll look around.
Okay.
We gotta go to the tournament!
We've been training.
Okay, great. Then I'm just gonna leave then. No. I'm going to the tournament.
No, hey, okay. hey, Zill.
We have a tournament. You guys were just coming in here to tell me that we have to leave.
Yeah, but now you have like a suspicious vibe.
How?
Hey, guys. Zill, I literally just asked Iga a question and Iga responded. It'll be 2 extra seconds.
The fact that you're freaking out
will
right now.
The fact that I'm...
Will you just wait for
that
us?
That I'm freaking out.
It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Just,
yeah, okay.
Okay, okay. Well, it'll take 2 seconds, right, Iga?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. This is the first time Iga's done any investigating, so I'd really like to see him grow.
And Iga parades over to the picnic station. And just, like, sticks his head in the bag of, like...
What's in there, buddy?
And it's sort of like, you know, when a girl goes out and, like, gets Taco Bell
uh-huh.
and then, like, throws the trash back in. So there's sort of, like, a trash, like, a shopping bag full of trash.
Oh, my God.
And Iga sticks his head in. And, peels past the first
uh-huh.
sort of bit of trash. And then, And then, like, from forth, a bunch of crumpled up pieces of paper lie there.
Ooh, some note-taking has been going on.
Yeah, so are you...
I'll roll to...
Do you just go to pick one up and look at it?
Yeah, of
All course. Right, so you walk over, you pick up the note, and you unfold it, and it's a variation, and all the other ones you pick up are a variation of... a very, like, sadly written letter to a person named Mac
Iga,
talking about
find?
How she misses him.
Iga, I think you found her personal diary notes.
And there are several phrases that sort of repeat themselves, like, 5 years now, still feels like one. I feel like one. I don't feel like being whole will ever be an option again.
Did he die?
There's a lot of, like, very, like, raw things on this page.
Well, I'm going to put this back.
Okay.
I don't know what to do with that. That's so sad. Okay, Iga. Guys, Iga just found some diary entries. You're downstairs?
Yeah.
Hi.
What?
Iga found a couple of, like, sad letters that Mavis has written to a guy named Mac. I think she's lovesick. I don't know why, though. They're definitely not together anymore. Maybe we should be a little nicer to her. I don't know. She's so mean.
Dude, we've all gone through some shit.
I know. We all have. But that's something to keep in mind, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Okay. This room still feels fishy to me.
All right. Well, let's just... We got to go.
I did roll a one.
Let's go to the tournament. We've done enough investigating for today, I guess. Yeah. Like, good job, Iga.
Yeah.
Hey, good job.
All right, so you guys walk downstairs. Mavis is actually standing there. She has one of those coffee cup holders. Oh yes.
I was going to say, when I walk downstairs, when they're in
her
room, I walk.
Yes, you do have about 45 seconds of
leave. What does she have?
Mavis has coffee carrier cups, 4 cups of coffee.
Okay.
And it looks like a package of, like, some pastries underneath.
Nice.
She looks so fucking
hungover. Oh, yeah. She got sunglasses on.
She looks the worst you've ever seen her, and you saw her poisoned and almost dead.
Yeah.
She looks bad.
I'm trying to figure out if I should give her the book right now. Fuck it. I take out the book that I got yesterday, and I walk over to her and I go, "Hey, I got this for you yesterday. When I saw you later, you didn't really seem like you would be into that, so."
And at that point, she sort of like has to do a juggling act, and she sets.
I'll take.
Oh, like, so you take the coffees and stuff. Okay, so you put them in your arms, and at that point, she like takes the book and she like holds it. She's like.
Oh. And I go outside.
And you walk outside. Great.
I guess.
Cool.
So you I don't know.
You walk outside. So you don't get to hear her reaction.
No.
Mavis takes the book, and she like looks really wide eyed at it, and she's like, "Oh,
it's wrapped, and it has a note on it."
God. Yeah, you're right. It does. Sorry, my memory is. And she
I should have fixed the note saying after their birthday.
Yes, you should have. she reads the note and she like takes it off and very like neatly like sticks it on her forearm so then she can unwrap the gift without like the note being disturbed. And she unwraps it and she looks a little like taken aback and her sunglasses are on, so these are a little more stunted things, but her head is sort of like it goes back a little in shock, and you watch her like purse her lips, and like you're at the point where you can't tell if it's a smile or if it's a frown. It's very hard to distinguish.
Can I roll to distinguish?
Yeah.
Roll to distinguish.
I got a 3.
Yeah, no, like the most confusing facial expression you've ever seen.
If you hate it, I can.
Thank you. Thank you for the gift. I appreciate it.
I wanted to give it to you yesterday, but I felt like that probably wasn't
the
best idea.
Nope, you called it. You made the right call. Anyways, I got coffee.
Yep. Cool.
And then you are coming downstairs.
Me too?
Yep.
All right, you guys ready to go?
Whoa, Mavis. You need a snack before we Mavis.
Mavis. Dude. Mavis. Did you rage donuts?
Mavis.
Oh, for us, Mavis?
Yeah, I
go, thanks, and I pat her on the back.
Mavis, thank you very much, but
why are you
going on here? Are you okay?
I'm sorry, I got, I did too many things at once last night.
Let me get this straight. While we were at the gym training, you got drunk?
Grandma, and are so drunk, it was my fucking birthday yesterday, so.
What?
I got to do whatever I wanted.
You didn't tell us it was your birthday?
I can click our birthday song. Here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8. Happy birthday to you. It's your birthday and we know you. We know you well enough to sing this song to you. On your birthday. Good job, Ike. We'll get it. Happy birthday. Happy had a great day. Happy. This is verse 2.
Yeah, this is verse 2. We're working on it.
Anyway.
All right, let's go celebrate the tournament.
Yay. Let's go to that good tournament.
Happy birthday, Mavis.
Wait.
You okay?
Mavis, are you going to be okay to participate in the tournament?
I'm ready.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you. And how old are you now?
18.
Congrats.
Real adult.
Did you have a good day?
Not at all.
All right, let's go.
And you guys head up. Scotty puts you all in a cab, and you head up to the arena.
In the cab, can I kind of like look at my tattoo? Is it fading?
No.
Okay.
Looks exactly the same.
Okay.
It catches the light sometimes, and it almost looks like it reflects. But how could skin do that? That's silly.
Peel it off.
Yeah. You could always try.
Anyways,
you try to peel it off.
Yeah.
All right. You're peeling at skin. Your arm's bleeding now.
My arm? It's on my leg.
Yours is your ankle. Yours is your ankle.
I'm sorry. I just scratch at it.
Oh yeah. So now it's a little inflamed.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
And you unfurl it. A gate opens.
Oh my god! The Jaspar come out!
Yeah, they're here and they're fighting. So you guys make your way up to the arena. It is grand. It is a wider than the castle. Not as tall, however, and it is just it is a Roman-esque, devastatingly huge, beautiful. It's made of many pillars, each of which, from what you can tell, has a different carving. It's stunning. Each tells the story that, Zil, you are now familiar with, of sort of the battle that Burnfort has faced as a province and later and a nation. And you guys are taken through a very distinct opening that actually takes you underground. So you guys are underground under the arena. You notice that teams are being put into several, it's almost like horse stables, and that like it's still open air, but you being are but they're like cubicle type places that they put like one team in each. And so you're put into this cubicle type place that's underground. There are four chairs, one for each of you. You guys still have your coffees that Mavis procured earlier, and you guys are all sort of just sitting around, and then Scotty shows up with, she left you to sort of to do her job, and then she comes back, and she is with someone else who looks to be just a member, a working employee of the attorney who doesn't have an assigned team, just a general worker. And Scotty goes, well, all right, so here is the information I have for you guys. This is the Tourney of Flags.
Tourney of Flags?
What? This is the Tourney of Flags.
Tourney of Flags.
So, okay. Got it. I don't know why.
What does that mean?
Yeah. So it's three events today that will be starting at noon.
Okay.
The setup and takedown will take a while, and then we'll find out. So it starts at midday, and three events. Two compete in the first event. One competes in the second event, and then all four of you compete in the third event if you make it. So the first event is going to, it's just flags. And what that is, it's so they put eight flags in the middle of the arena, and they put two members of each team on the outskirts of the arena, and there's just a minute on the clock.
Okay.
And she like looks at the other employee and she goes, it's a gosh dang bloodbath see who's holding one of the eight flags at the end of the 1 minute. I've seen it before. It's a little wild. I didn't think they'd be doing this one again, considering how it got last time. Eight flags. There will be 48 people in the outskirts of the arena. Just whichever teams are holding one of the eight flags at the end gets to move on to event number two.
Only eight teams move on out of 48?
There are 24 teams right now.
I have two people. This is a me question. Oh. So it's just there's flags and everybody has to try to get one flag. It's not like capture the flag.
No, that's actually event number three, but I'll get you to there. Event number
two. Fuck my plan.
Oh good. Now event number two is it's called the flag duel. Okay. And that is where it's regular dueling, but there's also everyone has a handkerchief at their belt, a flag at their belt. And if at any time you secure the other person's flag, you win that duel immediately. So it's either a duel to concession or a duel till grab.
Mm.
So that's one person.
I'm sorry. Wait, what?
Okay, so then
I was thinking about the bloodbath. I'm so scared.
I know. It's a little. So they're, so the eight teens then choose one person to go into the flag duels.
Okay.
That will be the teams facing off in one-on-one duels. And there will be a flag attached to the hip. If you get that flag, you win versus a duel to concession.
Got it.
And then there will be only two teams left after that, after the rounds of duels. And then you just go straight into, I saw it last year. It was stunning. I don't know what terrain they're going with this year, but last year they did this like really wonderful mountain terrain. But they bring in a bunch of the best Magister Druids and whatnot, and they completely transform the arena into a high terrain capture the flag event with just the two remaining teams.
What?
And so
the whole team goes in?
Yeah, all four. But one person who did not compete in any of the earlier events must be the base guard their flag. Okay. So what you guys need to decide before noon is which two are going into the flag, which one of you is going into the flag duel, and which one of you would be guarding for the capture event.
I think I should go in the first round.
All right, yeah, I'm going to leave you to sort this out. All right, I got work.
Thanks, Scotty.
All right, bye, guys.
Thank you.
I just want to start the conversation by thank you, Scotty. I just want to say that I imagined you in the first one, definitely. I mean, if you went into rage, you would be the most badass person in that arena. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think Mavis, I definitely should be in the first one.
Mavis?
What about me?
I'm thinking you as either you go in with me or you guard. What do you think? What are you feeling first? What do you think
are
with
you too
in your state right
I
now?
I think here's what I know. I can fight. Two.
Okay.
I think that they're gonna send.
Did you hear my throat?
I did. I thought that was. I did too. I don't know
why. That was my throat.
I don't know. It like appeared over here. Here's what I think. I think that they're gonna send. Everyone's gonna send their fastest, and their strongest, into the bloodbath.
Yeah.
And everyone running and fighting to get to a flag, it's going to be whoever can outsmart that who's going to get that flag.
True. I actually agree with you, Mavis.
Yeah.
I just don't know how.
Stealthy. Who's got the most stealth?
You were smart enough to think of that.
Yeah. Good fucking point.
I think you're the one that would go in with Kai. I trust you. Can I trust you?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Obviously, I don't have tricks. I can fight smart. I don't have.
Hey, Zil.
I can do it.
Oh,
you can do it.
I can go.
Why do you look like that?
You're constipated.
Know. Yeah, well, it's a thing.
Maybe she's about to poop out an idea.
Shit it out.
But you just need to push a little harder. Push, Zil. Push.
No, shut. Stop this. Sorry, stop this. Sorry. All right, Zil, you in this with me then?
Oh my God, this is about.
That's
to be
that's pretty
amazing.
Smart. You got Wait. The bulk, and then you have the magic. That's pretty.
That makes
good.
Sense because you could guard.
Yeah.
Her while she does her
guard, where she yeah, magic. Or she distracts while I run in. That's
your
perfect.
Magic can come in hand in this.
Yeah, I guess.
Cool.
Okay. Are you okay?
Do you want a workshop or?
What do you need from us to calm you down?
Oh, I think I got some Tanglefoot from last night.
No, Mavis.
I'm fine.
I don't think
that's for after the tournament.
I just
it's for tonight.
Is this about what you?
What?
Oh, hey. Well, let's go strategize, Kai.
All right.
Okay, let's just go off. Let's strategize a little
bit.
Wait,
should we decide who else is doing what first?
Well, I kind of think Mavis should guard. Or Mavis, maybe Griana. Who's bigger, Mavis or
Oh my God, Griana, me!
I forgot
I'm
Mavis
bigger.
Is a human.
She's like 5'4".
Mavis also flipped you over a table.
She did.
That's,
I love her.
That's why it's got me asking who's
Griana
bigger.
Should
I think I could be
duel.
A really good guard. I think I could be a really
I
good
think
guard.
If they change the terrain for capture Look. The flag, we need a ranger.
Actually,
I think you're good in the woods. You caught the meat for your meat shop.
But Griana, what are you feeling?
I'm feeling like I don't know how much Mavis cares about winning, and it's up to her.
I love dueling.
You love dueling?
You put me in, I'll get us out.
Of the
but
duel?
If you want me to guard, I can do that too.
Why would Mavis fuck us over in a tournament that would also make her look bad?
I don't know. Look, I don't know. I'm not saying it's logical. I'm just saying this is how I feel.
She also got very drunk the night before a big tournament.
What?
Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes.
Mavis, okay, it's your birthday, girl.
It'd be like that.
Mavis, I think that I have a very protective spirit. What is the terrain going to be like? What did you
We
say
don't know.
They
that's the thing.
They didn't say.
If we're in, like, they didn't, they, that's exactly it. We didn't say, but we're not familiar with different types of terrain, but you are.
I am. That's true.
So if anything, Mavis should guard in the last thing, so then you can help us navigate.
Okay. Mavis, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about being the guard and me doing the duel?
I'm ready to take orders.
Really? And also can give you some time to recoup from your hangover.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you don't have to run or do anything, you know, that crazy.
I have a feeling that guarding is going to be a cinch position, if you will.
What do you mean?
I mean, you have three retrievers, right? Mm-hmm. Those who's not guarding the flag, they're going to get it. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have three people on me. So I just have to figure that out. I can do it. It's fine.
Well, okay.
You should probably. Sure? I give her the rest of my coffee just here.
Thanks.
Well, you'll have three people protecting you as well. Wow, like two at least, you know.
No, you'll be getting the flag.
Yeah, but at the same time.
I mean, if anything, they didn't say that all three of us have to go. One person can stay with you and help.
Yeah. Because we're a team.
Yep.
Okay. I guess I'm doing the duel. All
right. Zill, what spells were you thinking of using?
Well, I want to keep it a surprise.
But that's how a team member do.
No, but I'm saying for the listens.
I mean, you can surprise me. Would that make you feel good if you surprised me? Okay, I'll go.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to have a magical moment.
Okay.
It's gonna be stupid. Now I don't want to do it anymore because it's not gonna work.
Too late.
Here's my thought process.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Mavis, how do you think about the plan?
Mavis is, how's Griana taking this? How's Griana sort of, what's her prep mode?
I'm super nervous. Griana's kind of just going over what her strategies used to be, and kind of the mindset that she hasn't been in a while, a.k.a. beast mode.
Right.
Beast fight mode.
Right. All right. Well,
Since the first time since the sewers, I put my sweatbands back on.
Oh, shoot.
And I, so just a warm up, I cast prestidigitation to make it smell like lavender around us just to calm everybody's nerves a little bit.
Add a little eucalyptus in there.
No, I'm just doing that.
Oh, eucalyptus is stress relieving.
Fine, a little eucalyptus and lavender.
Because lavender makes you fuzzy and sleepy.
Shush.
Blatant disrespect.
Well, you know, I don't know that.
So you guys are hanging out together. You guys come back. Is it silence mostly? It is like 10 a.m. You got 2 hours.
Okay. Is there a reflection anywhere?
There's. You can probably find a mirror.
All right. I'm looking in a mirror. I'm kind of flexing, and then I look at my tattoo. Has it faded?
It has not. And while you're flexing, you hear
your tattoo's right here.
Yeah, your tattoo's right here.
And I'm looking at it.
Right. Okay.
I thought you said you were like flexing and looking at your tattoo.
Well, no,
like
that's what I'm doing. Like I'm in the mirror, like looking at my muscles, trying to pump myself up. But I'm also looking at my tattoo.
No, it looks like it's the same. And as you're doing that, you hear someone go, "Weird."
I turn around. I go, "You know, you want it."
All right. So you turn around. You see elf with black hair, sort of like,
"See you in there, bitch."
You say that?
Yes.
Okay.
But the bitch is like, bitch.
They just nod at you, and they walk away.
Give them a wink.
Okay. And so then the time for parties slowly grows near. You are taken into sort of like an entrance gallery. Not you all. Actually, yes, you all are taken out there because you got to do the opening processions first. So the four of you are taken to the ground floor, not the basement anymore. Sunlight streaming in. Nice. Gotta love me some sunlight. And Scotty's with you. She's rejoined you. She's sort of become your directional officer. She says she's told you to wait here. And then she's going to be like, so Scotty goes, all right. So she's gonna do her weird announcy thing. And then you guys go out. You gotta look real confident.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going for like a weird different thing. What sort of?
I'm going
thing
for
are
confidence,
you?
Like arched back, chest up, looking proud.
All right,
yeah, we're guess. Proud of being the sewer team. By the way, that's what everyone calls us.
What?
What?
Yeah.
They call us Okay, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
My friend Marge, she told me.
Okay. Oh, you made a friend?
Marge Sampson?
No, well, that's not her full name. Her full name is Marge Gianni. So, but anyway, she's from Jamari's team. Remember him? She said that she's going to start inviting us to more social stuff. But because apparently we haven't been invited because everyone thinks of us as the sewer team.
Makes what? Sense if you think about it.
Mavis.
Makes sense.
Mavis. Did you know about this?
Yeah. How did you know?
You're also on the sewer team.
Oh, I know. But I'm like the cool one from the sewer team. I was hanging out. I was talking with the Aristed fuck boys, and they were. Oh. They're the worst, by the way.
They're the band like ones. Oh, I read an article about them in the magazines at Excellence.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we had to leave because too many girls had gathered.
Ew.
Yeah, they're dumb.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, they're having a party next to this.
We're going.
Oh, my God. Sunday. We're crashing it.
We're going.
Mavis, we're going to crash it.
So we're team unite.
Yeah, I definitely want to be seen around you guys. Anyways,
let's all stride out with confidence.
All right, so we're going for a confident team.
Yeah. Bah, bah. I'm doing the cool chess thing that you can do where, like, one peck is, like, one peck at a time, and it's going, like,
all right. From out, you hear...
It's time.
From outside, you hear a 4 years now. We have taken the best, and we have put them against the best that our nation has to offer. This year, it is the same. This year, we find new heroes. I welcome the teams.
Woo.
And the crowd erupts, big time eruption. You hear the sound of 24 steel doors being opened, and 24 teams step out. You take a look. It's your first stock. You know, you did get to see everyone sort of in their competition uniforms, but this is like now everyone's sort of like getting into like their identity and who they are as a hero team and like what the fuck is up. Next to you is. It looks like those Regellyville posers. They are in tasteful plaids, and you're going around. You're taking all these teams in. A lot of them look really intimidating. You notice that that the elven girl who swooped Ignatius Bellwether out from under you is in the same team of the girl who made fun of you earlier today. They're all elven. They've got this slicked back hair they've all tied it up into a bun to compete. And their armor looks like super opulent and like made of scales. And they're just like stacked and they are all frowning. Compared to like the Regellyville who's like waving at everyone like, yeah, yeah.
Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for coming out, guys. and then like you've got that team over there who's just like stone faced. Mm. You remember the druids over there whose clothing is alive and growing on them. You've got the gnomes from the gnomish monastery. You've got the team with Calliope and the girls and the people that you met, the hippies. Yep. And they're all out here. They're all in their signature garb. And you're all sort of just staring each other down as this crowd goes fucking wild. You notice that things like try to be thrown onto the arena, like flowers and whatnot, but there's some sort of magic that just causes it to slide off to the side.
Well, that's slick.
So there's some sort of Thunderdome-esque quality to it. So you come out, and there's cheering, and there's crowds, and then you hear Scotty say, "Now come back in. Walk back in."
Okay.
Yeah. Huh? What?
And then come back in.
And everyone turns, and all the teams turn around and go back inside. And then Scotty turns towards Mavis and Griana. She says, "Mavis, Griana, right across this hallway is a small waiting room. You are to sit there and wait until the results of the first event of the Hunger Games, not even what I've based this off of, come in."
Thank you, Scotty.
So you and Mavis are now trapped in like a very small room.
Good luck, you guys.
Like one couch.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So there's just a room with like two seats in it, and you and Mavis are sitting in them.
Sounds great.
It's very uncomfortable. I would say.
Of course.
And you two can hear sort of the dull roar of whoever this is announcing the first event. And, like, the anticipation starts building, and you can feel it start to, like, seep into your lungs and seep into your being. Like, this is your first, this is go time. And in comparison to the hedge maze, where it was just obstacles for you to conquer in a maze by yourself, this is now people to conquer in an arena with thousands of people watching you.
Hmm. Wow. Is the elf woman near me?
The elf woman near you? No, you've retreated back into your separate alcoves. Whoops. So it's just you, Zill, and Scotty sort of in this stone.
Okay.
There are like 50 alcoves that like go into the arena.
I had a different picture in your own alcove.
Yep. Then that's my fault for being a bad DM.
No, you're a pain in your picture. Wow. Glorious DM.
So Scotty looks to you two and she's like, you got this one? You got this one.
Yeah, Scotty, and I pat her on the back.
Oh, great. Cool. I will personally get you guys gifts if you bring us to at least the second
I go,
event.
Scotty, the okay. only gift I want is the deets on that date.
Oh, gosh.
Deal.
All right, shake on it.
All right. And All right. you shake on it.
So we can't
I like jackets.
Lose.
You jacket?
What? Never what mind. You? Let's go.
All right. So, and you hear the explanation winding down that's been said to the people. You hear them. Yeah, that song is playing.
Big man someday, you got mud on your face. Big disgrace.
There's no clapping. It's just three stomps.
There's one tiny voice. Yeah, sing it. Wee.
Oh, yeah. One person.
It's me.
And
I have Cooper Waite, too, in the room.
Cooper's with you?
No. Cooper's in the room, right?
Stays. No, Cooper stays in the room. No, Cooper's not with
Cooper
you.
Cooper and Iga are staying in the room.
They're bonding.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
That's Cooper,
beautiful.
Iga, Mavis.
All right. Hype up, hype up, hype up. So you hear the introduction. Yes. You hear this introduction winding down. And you hear this woman's voice get low, and she says, and now, two competitors from each team, 8 flags, 1 minute. Whoever has hold of the flags continues on to the next event. Are you ready? And at that, you hear this of the sounds of the doors being unlocked, and they start swinging open. Any last words for Scotty?
We grab all the flags, right?
Just one.
Just one.
I know. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, God. Gonna make me vomit. Hey. All right.
Yep.
Great. Great. I believe in you.
Thanks. Sorry, I just got really nervous.
Woo. All right.
The adrenaline is going.
And the door shuts behind you guys. And then as you stepped out, the woman's voice says, start. In 20, 19,
Jesus.
18,
all right, Zill.
17, 16,
I'm casting. Give me a minute.
15, 14, 13. You guys are looking around.
No, I'm not.
No?
I'm in the middle of casting a spell.
You're in the middle of casting a
yeah,
spell.
Kai's about ready to get into rage.
All right, Kai's about ready. All right. Well, just to cover, 13, 12,
I'm like, 11. I have my eyes focused on a flag.
I will let you know that every time a round starts, you will have 40 seconds to decide what to do during that round.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. 1 minute, that means 6 rounds. Are we good?
Yes.
All right. Let me just pull up my timer app.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
So we get 40 seconds for this whole thing?
You get 40 seconds between each round to decide what to do.
And there's 6 rounds.
60 seconds.
Oh, so she's gonna. So are we going in like initiative order?
You guys will have an initiative. They will have an initiative. Yes. Let's go in initiative style.
Okay.
Because a lot of things are 48 people out here. So. Let me just pull up the spells I need to. What? Griana, Yeah. Here are all your available duel cards for when we duel.
Thank you.
10. 9. 8. 7.
Come on, lady.
6. 5. 4.
I go into rage!
3. 2. 1. Begin.